Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
So I'm in your movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to More Deadly, the Director's Cut, where we speak with the women-identified directors who are making the movies we love oh so much. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is a raised middle finger that I have arisen from the dead and that has risen in defiance. It is Ariel.
I do feel like that's my energy.
Yeah? A disembodied
middle finger? Yeah, hell yes. That's what I want.
I mean, I think that is you for sure. Today, for those who are patrons and are in the Discord, Matilda shared this really great photo of this woman, like in her 80s, sitting at on the side of the road with a sign that just said, "I'm pissed," like in underneath like a parasol with like a slick back bun and some big old sunglasses and a whole lot of attitude. And you were like, "I want to be her when I grow up." And I was like, "Bitch, you are her right now." This is your inner self
is that
propped yourself up on the side of the road. Was that the best compliment you got today?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was the only compliment I got today, but I will take it. Like, that is definitely my energy these days. And if I can take like that energy, that like inner rage, but also have like fabulous sunglasses and look like a badass at like 80 or whatever, that's all I want out of life.
I mean, that's what our like Golden Girls condo is. Yes. That's the energy in our Golden, because it's going to be you and me and Matilda and our friend Amethyst. And we're all just going to be like fabulous old bitches with I'm pissed signs.
Yeah, I'm totally the Dorothy.
Or you feel like you're just
The angry one.
You're the Dorothy. This is fun. Wait, who am I? Am I the Rose? I'm the Rose, aren't I? God damn it.
I feel like you would be like if Rose and Blanche had a baby together.
At least I got a whisper of Blanche. I'll take it. Anyway, as cool and useful as that reference is, and definitely like Gen Z is lining up to hear what we have to say next after that. Well, I have a couple of updates. First of all, you know, we like to plug anytime we are honored to be on somebody else's show. And I got to do one of my favorite podcasts with one of my favorite people on the planet. I got to join Caitlin for an episode of Amityville Horror. Of Plug It Up, where we talked about Amityville Horror. And to add to that, it was actually a requested episode by Jody, who asked for Caitlin to have me on to do it. So it was like so many things really coming together. Yes, of course I had a great time. Of course we had a great conversation. Of course she said smart things and I said ridiculous, goofy things, and just like caught up, and it was really, really fun. And I think ultimately the conversation was a good one, and people should definitely check it out. And if you aren't already listening to Plug It Up, what are you doing with your life?
No kidding.
Get the fuck into it. It is Caitlin Grant is like such a special person with such a brilliant mind. She's funny, she's thoughtful, she's just lovely, and she has really interesting thoughts and insights about horror, specifically around the monstrous feminine, and she's just like a wonderful person. So if you are not listening to Plug It Up, you're gonna fall in love with what she has to say about horror, but you're also gonna fall in love with her because she's just fucking delightful. So check that out.
And if you want more of her, you should go back and listen to our episodes on Julia Decor now, because we had her on for both of those episodes, and she is very insightful about those films.
Well, you know, Alpha's coming out this year.
We'll have to have her back.
So it sounds to me like it's time for some more Caitlin in our lives, which I am always eager for. The other thing I was going to mention that I did, I went to the theater.
Oh.
I am a learned, cultured lady. Uh-huh. I went to the theater and I saw the live version of Paranormal Activity.
How does that even work? Because, like, so much of that movie is just, like, watching, you know, like, a fan spinning and then something happens. Or, you know what I mean? Like, how does it work in theater? I'm so curious.
Girl, it works.
Really? Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yes, I was skeptical. Mm-hmm. I was like, this will be fun. I want to do it just for, like, the story. You know, like, yeah. I went and saw Paranormal Activity, whatever. So, but everyone kept talking about how it's so scary. And I'm like, sure, Jan, whatever. I'm in the nosebleeds. It's not going to be that scary. There were two parts during the play that I got full body chills. Full, like, even thinking about it now, like, my, like, hair stood up on my arms, just, like, full body chills. I think some of it is being in the room, sure, when something really creepy happens. I think it's about the energy of the room, like the collective gasp when things happen, because they do kind of, it's a little bit like a magic show, man. They pull off some wild moments in it. The set is like two stories of a house, like, you know, like cut in, okay, half. So there's like a kitchen down here, a living room here, and then there's got a bathroom upstairs, a bedroom, and then there's a door in the middle where shenanigans are afoot. It's the nursery. So, like, there are things about it that are a little goofy. Like, it has, the first act has some big theater kid energy, and you know how I don't know. So it was love a theater kid. There's cishetness of it is quite strong. Like, everything in the dynamic of their relationships, uh-huh, is extremely gendered. But when the spooky doings get to doing, it's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Genuinely creepy in ways that horror movies have not really been able to get under my skin in quite a long time. This one actually got me together a little bit. And it wasn't just me. Like, I was there with some of our friends, and there are people who do not get scared very often. Like, Matilda was there. Mr. Matilda was there. And you haven't met them yet, but our friends Bon and Lindsay were there, and they're both horror fans. We all, after we walked out, we were like, whoa, that was really creepy. And that's so fun, because Paranormal Activity is one of those franchises that felt like it had really done everything it, yeah, could possibly do. And this isn't the most inventive story, but it kind of reminds you of what was so effective about the ones that did work. So if you get a chance to see it, if it comes to your part of the world, go. It's fun. It's genuinely fun and creepy.
That's so cool, because I've been to a lot of plays, but I just realized I don't think I've ever been to one that's scary before. So now I'm really curious.
Me neither. Yeah. Me neither. And now I'm like, wait a minute. Excuse me? This is a whole genre of theater that needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
There's a thing that happens, like, visually. There's like two or three things that happen visually that are pretty scary. But there's also just, the person who plays the mom is great. Like, the two leads are very good, but they have, like, more theater kid energy. The mom is very grounded. And she, and there's also, like, someone, at some point they get a psychic that comes, and she's quite good. But there's just, in the writing, some turns in the dialogue that, like, are quite chilling. So.
Sounds awesome.
Pretty great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of things that are awesome, we have a really great show for you folks today. I'm very, very excited for this. You all know, if you've been listening to this at all, how much my favorite thing in the world, other than just hanging out with Ariel and talking to her about horror, is getting to talk to these amazing filmmakers, getting inside their heads, understanding their process, getting to ask all of our tinfoil hat questions. And this is no exception. Today we get to talk with Grace Glowacki, who is the writer and director of Dead Lover. And this movie is incredibly odd. So, of course, we were excited to talk about it. And once again, she did not let us down. Do you feel the same, Ariel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was so glad that we got to talk to her, because I feel like after this movie, all I wanted was more information. You know? I needed to, like, pick her brain a little bit. Yeah.
So we're going to get to that very soon. We're going to take a quick break and we come back. Ariel, lay out the plan and how we handle spoilers.
Yeah, we're going to give you like a little non-spoiler synopsis. I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. Rachel and I will then give you a little mini review. And in this one, because we still, if you haven't seen the movie, we want you to go see it and not have everything spoiled. So we're going to try to be as spoiler-free as possible. We also try to do that in the interview, but obviously we're talking about some of the things that happen and some of the themes. So, you know, beware. But you can watch this in theaters right now with Stinkovision, and we will tell you more about what that is in the interview.
Also, this is a movie that even if you understand the plot points, the execution is really what this is about. Yes. And we can't spoil that. You must see it. It must be seen to be believed.
Very much so.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and get into all of that. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.